The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Without faith in God, I'll go to Mark 11. Well, let me finish Galatians right here. Now, what are we talking about? This message is called Healing Realities. Healing Realities. See, when you look at a sick body, well, you look at it, it says one thing, but the word says something else. In other words, what's this term? You see with your mind. Okay, listen, I made the statement. You see with your mind. That means if what you see with your eyes and you take a picture of it, and it indicates you're sick and you're going to die, you're not seeing with a mind that's full of the Word of God. See, what there are certain things when a doctor sees it, he goes by what he has been trained that's connected to what he sees. You got to operate different. You operate like that, you will die. In any area, you got to look at it, and you have to look at it and say, this isn't lining up with what the Word says. The Word's not going to show you yourself dead. It's going to show you healing. So you see with your mind, but what the Word of God does, it'll put a picture of divine help and healing there. And that's why you have to meditate on that word day in and day out. Now this is how it has to take place. Because see, divine healing is a spiritual fact. All right? It's a spiritual fact. What do you mean by that? That means it's a spiritual fact, but you need it to be a natural fact. Oh yeah, I need to be a what? A natural fact. That means what the doctor sees is a natural fact. That's what he's giving you. And what you see in the word is a spiritual fact. One has authority over the other. One has spiritual authority dominates. That's why nothing can come into your life and stay without spiritual authority. That's why you have to agree with it for it to stay. Because you have spiritual authority over your own life. You say, well, you know, I'm just sick. Don't say that. You are spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Amen. You are not your body. You own your body. You have a body. But you are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. So now what happens is that spirit man in you, the inner man, the hidden man of the heart, when you fill it up with the Word of God, there's no sickness in the Word of God. God's not going to say, well, you know, I need you to be sick for about 5 years right here to work this out. No, that's not there. So what occurs is what's spiritual, the Word of God, will impact your soul. Lord have mercy. Turn to your neighbor and say, it impacts your soul. And turn to the other neighbor and say, now, what does that mean? Okay, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotion, and your intellect. So the spiritual truth must impact your soul so your soul gets in agreement with God and not the doctor. See, the banker will tell you you don't have good credit and you don't have much money. That might be a natural fact. But you got to agree with spiritual authority. The spiritual say, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And they had no sorrow. See, it's the same principle. It's the same principle. But you got to get, the word says, how can two walk together except there be an agreement? You got to get an agreement with God. But we can't get an agreement with God without his word. Are you following me? And so you've been redeemed from the curse. Sickness is a curse. Any sickness is a curse. It's a curse of the law. You've been redeemed from the curse. So then you find out what the word said, and when sickness comes, it says, sickness, you're in the wrong body. You in the wrong mind. You don't match what's in my spirit. So when you meditate on the word of God, Joshua 1:8, you can make your notes. Now that's Old Testament. That's the Old Testament. Meditate on the word day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written therein. Then shall you make your way what? Prosperous. Then shall you have what? Good success. Now write that down. Now some of you know it by heart, but you don't write it down. So, but I'm sharing the principles. And so as you meditate in the word of God, what you're doing, it's a renewal of the mind. You're transferring into your spirit man what needs to be there according to the word of God. God said in Romans 12:1 and 2, it said, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Say that with me. Say, be ye transformed. One more time. Be ye transformed. One more time. Be ye transformed. Okay, so the transformation occurs when it said by the renewing of your mind. This is your heart mind. This is that soulless aspect. Come on, somebody. This is the transformation. The transformation in your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, your intellect. You've got things in there the world taught you. The world programmed you. The world trained you what to be afraid of. The devil trained you when to be scared. That has to go. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? Nobody. Come on, somebody. See, that scripture has to get in there and get that scared out of there. It had to get that fear out of there. Are you with me? You know, one of the major challenges people have a fear of people. The word says the fear of man brings a snare. Well, you know, I don't know what they're going to think, how that's going to look. You can't live like that. People not thinking about you. Tell you, they say, people not thinking about you anyway. Get in that word of God and deal with what you got going on the table. Can I get a witness? How many of you will commit today will begin to focus with the word of God on what's on your table, on what you're dealing with, and not what you think other people thinking about? But see, a lot of times that happens to people before they get the word of God in there. All right, now, that's so in Galatians. Let me go finish in Galatians now. I'll be wrapping it up. So in Galatians, it says, I went to verse number, what verse I started? Verse number 10. It says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, curses everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. That means if you don't do everything right according to the law, you are under the curse. Well, Jesus fulfilled the whole law, so you were in line. You are in compliance with, he fulfilled the law and he's in you. So are you with me? That's why when you make a mistake, you can ask according to 1 John 1:9, because you and Jesus, he fulfilled the whole law. But without Jesus, no one could fulfill the whole law. So guess what happened? That's a New Testament verse. That is a New Testament verse. I had a lot of questions about that one time. I said, God, can people be like under the curse, like in the New Testament, you know? Can people go to hell who die without Jesus in the New Testament? What happens to people when they don't accept Jesus and they're living in the New Testament and they don't accept Jesus and they die? Give me your answer to that. Well, why did Jesus come? If they just gone on into heaven without Jesus, y'all thinking, aren't you? Well, y'all along with me. I just asked the question and I researched and got the answer. See, so if they can die and go to hell, they can live under the curse. You're not under the curse. You've been redeemed from all the curse of the law. That's why you have no business sick, worried, depressed, oppressed, in lack, nothing. None of that should have the right to be in your life. And you've got to get an aggressive, in your face, punch you in the mouth Christianity about sickness, disease, lack, and all this stuff just because it's happening to other people. You like the land of Goshen is not supposed to be happening to you. And if it does, you need to take a stand with your word in your prayer life. Devil, you out of bounds. You out of bounds. You crossed the line in the name of Jesus. But let's finish this verse right here for the sake of time. All right, we're talking about healing reality. Now, there are more scriptures. Remember I said the greatest emphasis in the New Testament, in the church world, as we look at New Testament in the 21st century, was healing. It was divine healing. Now, the people, I thought people needed to be saved. What says if you get saved and you're 20 and you live for 40 years sick, what's up with that? That's not the will of God. Healing is in the Word. God left you here to do something. And he doesn't expect you to be sick doing it. Well, you know, I'll just glorify God. Well, you can glorify God, but God wants you well. Get your facts straight. But the scripture says, For it is written, curses everyone who contends not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the what? Law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by what? The just shall live by what? Faith. So you have faith and the law. Faith and law. This is the root. This is why. Remember when you first learned and first heard about healing ministry? Healing ministers were referred to as faith healers. Am I right? They refer to as faith healers. Faith healers. Know why? Because that's how they were operating. Because it's right there in the Word of God. It's faith in God. They're healing by faith in God. Are you with me? All right. So in any case, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us. Read verse 13 together. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And then we say that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen? Okay. All right. So here, you're looking at, see, just believe, say, so you just believing in healing by your willpower, that's not God. What God wants you to do. Just because you know about it, heard about it, you've got to know it based on his word. Based on the word of God, what God's word said. He said, bring me in remembrance of my word. You can look at your checkbook and say, God, this doesn't look like you. As I speak fullness in this checkbook, amen. The same thing to your health or whatever it is. And you have to fight the good fight of faith. See, the fight is the fight of faith. So, in any case, as this reveals, go over to Luke chapter 4. Real quick, I'll end up with this. Go to Luke chapter 4. Amen. And so these scriptures, these New Testament scriptures, as you look at them, they make reference to divine healing. Now, this is when in Jesus' ministry, when he traveled, a lot of what occurred was the healings. And remember I said to you, we talked about the woman with the issue of blood and Luke chapter 4. Let me get over there first. I'll be turning pages and I'll be talking and I'll just be turning pages. And I was like, where did I say go? Yeah, you ain't caught in the spirit. Amen. In Luke chapter 4, this is one about Jesus. So somebody say healing. Now, I'm giving you both where it was Jesus ministering healing, and then we'll go look over in Acts where the man at the beautiful gate, the disciples went by him and said, Seven, go have we none, but such we have, give unto these in the name of Jesus. Arise and walk. They perceived that he had faith to be healed. Somebody say faith healing. See, use the two together. It'll make it clear for you because it will connect you to God. But let me look at this. Let's go this right here. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him. You got to get your God knowing things straight. Because Jesus said over in Mark 11, he said, have faith in God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do you know what your claim to fame is? You're the child of God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The true and living God. God told one of the prophets, he said, besides me, there is none other. You got to know God like that. Because, see, all your faith is based in him and what he reveals about himself. Apart from the word of God, God cannot be known. Oh, come on, Pastor. The trees and the birds and everything, I tell you that there was some creation. Yeah, but that's not like knowing him. That's knowing his creation. But God wants you to know him like you know your husband, your wife. I mean, you know him. He tells you his name. His name is Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah. He said he's the God that healeth thee. He's the divine physician. We covered that on Wednesday night. He is the divine physician. Can you say amen? Well, you know, why does God need to be doing like all this healing? Why is all? Says, listen, when man fell, sin affected the earth. It affected the earth. It affected the way people think. Everybody born is born in iniquity. That's why it's just told Nicodemus, now you must be born again. All right, so in any case, as we look at the scripture here, where did I say go? Luke chapter 4. It says this was Jesus. And so when I mention about Jesus, I mean, it's a lot of healing, because I'm just going to get it all in this morning, much as I want to get in. In divine healing, you got to lay a foundation for your faith in healing. It's going to come from the word of God on divine healing. Now, when I got healed, I didn't know nothing about healing. But the guy that prayed for me did. He had a national ministry. Whatever he was believing, he knew what it was. And whatever he was preaching, my mama believed it. I was just a willing participant. Like your kids will be. When you start prophesying to your children, and you start slapping that anointing all on, they don't have to understand it. You understand it. They're in your house. They're in your house. In other words, you speak the word of God over them. You put that anointing all on them, calling those things to be not as though they were, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. They'll grow up and it'll start happening. You'll say, thank you, God. God will show it to you and confirm it. And they are willing participants. Can you say amen? You don't sit there and get a devil first shot at your kid. Well, I just let them grow up and let them decide. I don't think so. They don't decide what we cooking tonight, do they? They don't make no decision around here. They our children. We not their children. Get this straight. They're your kids. You not their kids. You decide. Amen. You in here. God didn't bless you enough to submit your kids to get the blessing. Well, get ready. You have some more blessings. So anyway, in Luke, where Jesus is ministering, you'll see that we mentioned a statement in all of the healings that Jesus did. Of the healings that Jesus did, they involved the faith of the person that got healed. Remember I said that? I said it to you, of the record of the healings that Jesus did. I'm not talking about Lazarus being raised from the dead. I'm talking about the healing Jesus ministered. They involved the faith of the people that got healed. So what does that tell you to do? Hallelujah. You in here sitting on your prosperity in here. You sitting on your divine health right on in here. You know, you say, you might not be saying, well, I'm not sick. Well, claim better health. Say, God, give me some of that 25-year-old health where everything worked good. Had worked better than it used to work. Come on, somebody. You have a right to do that. You don't have to sit back and listen to what the statisticians and the drug people tell you. The drug people ought to talk you into dying early so they can medicate you. I got to sell you what make me money. I'm not talking about me. Matter of fact, that's a good thing. And the pastors, the way God gives the pastors, it's like, well, what you sell? I haven't sold nothing because I done bought it myself. It worked for me. I'm just telling you the testimony. Can you say amen? Oh, yeah. I came into ministry. Oh, I tested this myself before I even would go in ministry. God said, prove me now, herewith said the Lord of hosts. If I not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough. Come on, somebody. I grabbed a hold of that thing. I said, God, will you triple my income? That was just like, I mean, you know, tripling, it wasn't going to break the bank or nothing, but it was going to be a lot compared to what was going on at the time, right? He tripled it. Amen. I'm like, oh, yeah. So all I got to do is adjust the numbers now. Turn to your neighbor and say, adjust the numbers. And there's some people that were, I just don't believe in all that prosperity stuff. Well, how much are you helping your family members? What you telling them when they get in a situation? Just, you can't afford it, you don't have nothing, and you got all this faith in God. You got all this, I ain't talking about, it ain't just for you. God wants you to fund what he got going on. He wants you giving $1,000 every month in the church and for the church for the building fund. He wants you to help pay your daughter's stuff till she get rooted in the word or whatever. It's all kind of things. Give it away. You don't have to eat it. Give it away. You're the one with the faith. Can you say amen? But see, like I said, it was about divine healing in that time. Because when you hear Dr. Hagin talk about how much money he was making back, how many of you in here, your grandmama and them, and I think my stepfather, he was making $50 a week. Many of you in here, you tip more at the restaurant than your mama's never made a week on their job. Your tip at Carrabba's is more than your mama made a week. You tip at one meal more than what her salary was. Now let me go back to your grandmama now. Some of you before you got saved, you were spending more in your cigarette bill than your granddaddy made a week. And that was before cigarettes went up. And I ain't saying nothing about your dope heads in here. How much you was paying. After you paid your bills, your dope bill was, I ain't going into that. You know you ought to be giving God some praise up in here. People listening on Facebook, so somebody out there on Facebook jumped up out their chair like, that's right. And you done come to God, you ain't doing dope no more, no cigarettes no more, you know, you ain't buying what you shouldn't be buying. Now you're sowing into the gospel. You're going to claim all that money back from the devil, amen, begin to bless the people of God. I need to go on. Give the Lord a praise. Praise somebody. Amen. Why you had to go there? There's people out there now. There's some people listening to me on Facebook right now. They're spending big money in dope. Amen. What kind of dope? And some of, don't let me talk about how much people paying for legal drugs. Them folk come up with a medication that costs $500 for one prescription. Help me. $500. You ever gave your pastor $500 at one time? You're going to get them people $500 every month just for your four pills. I'm going to get you healed. You ain't going to need the pills or the doctor no more with the word of God. I'm going to give you this word of God. You get the gospel down inside of you. Yeah, the guy come up with some medication. He quadrupled the price. Said, that's what I'm going to charge for it. Well, I'm getting off of it. Can you say amen? There are people doing it. There are people that can't buy groceries because their drugs cost too much. Get the healing. You won't need the drugs no more. Go back, doctor. I don't know what it is. Now, you know, a doctor for him and the pharmacist, when they get together, you ever been to the doctor's office and the pharmacist come in looking good and everything, riding good, the pharmacy guy, the guy that sell the doctor the drugs? Them the drug, you know, Curtis Mayfield say, push your man. I'm your pusher man. I always check them out. When I go to the doctor, I check them out. They're called pharmaceutical reps. They get paid serious money. They're the one that tell the doctors what drug to buy and what drug we want you to sell to your patients. Come on, somebody. You get in the doctor's office, start telling the doctor, no, I don't want that. I don't want none of that. Give me another test. I don't want that. Amen. Amen. Y'all fussing about collusion. Collusion is with your doctor and the pharmacy rep. That's where they meet. They bring it close to home. That's the collusion you need to deal with there. Doctor said, I think I'm going to give you something. I don't want that, doc. I don't want none of that. And then 2 weeks later, it pop up on TV. People got lawsuits for people taking that. Amen. Get a lot of praise. I'm going to stop. We got to eat. We got to go. Somebody say healing. Healing is my inheritance as a believer. I choose to walk in divine health and receive divine healing in my life by the word of God, the power of God, the will of God, the redemption of God for my life. I am redeemed from all the curse of the law. And I fully expect to walk in divine health from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise if you would. Hallelujah. Amen. And you got to believe them and you got to let them come out of your mouth. So we got to up your dosage. Well, if the doctor up his dosage on it, you need to up your dosage on the word. You need to get in the word further. You need to be repetitious with the power of God as it relates to your mind. You have a scriptures have a sound mind. That's what God said in Proverbs 4. It said health to all your flesh. Your mind is a part of your flesh. I ain't talking about your spirit. That's that part where you renewal of the mind, your soulish part. God said you have a sound mind. People go, you know, child, I just can't hardly remember nothing. Take that off. Child, I can't remember. I can't even hardly remember the people's name, you know. That's a lie from the devil. Turn to your neighbor and say, you have a sound mind. You have a great memory. You have great recall. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 That's your flesh. Health to all your flesh. I tell you, my Aunt B went home to be with the Lord. Aunt B was about 103. I was up there in Georgia visiting with her. Aunt B had total recall on everything. Said, no way, you know, David, I had a party. I had them come in. They had a party. We had a party in the lobby and everything. I'm talking about her articulation and recall at 103 was just like when she was in her 60s. She didn't say, oh, you know, I don't hardly remember like I used to. She didn't say nothing like that. Are you with me? And when she went home to be with the Lord, she took a sound mind with her. Say, a sound mind. That's a biblical promise. Now, let me close with this. Let me see when you're not saved. You need to be saved. Just give them a wave. Everybody here, let me see here if you're saved, you're born again. Ooh, Jesus, amen. Okay. Y'all bring some unsaved people to church. I want to do two services. Y'all can tell I'm not through yet. I want to do two services. I want to do an 8 o'clock service or something like that, and then a 10 o'clock, something like that. But bring some friends. Fill it up with me, all right? Get in prayer with me. Help a brother out. Help the pastor out. I need your help. Bring somebody so they can get the word, what you got. But those the scriptures, what amazed me so, I never knew, I would say like 13 years, that the Bible had these promises in them. Just like I'm saying, these are promises. These are things that they belong to you. You are an heir. You are an heir. And I was in the insurance business, okay? So when people die and they leave stuff, how the insurance policy is written up, it's a contract. Just like this Bible. It's the same thing. It's about a will. It's a will and a testament. Every insurance policy is like a will and a testament. And this got in there and say, if you commit suicide within 2 years, you don't get nothing. Any of y'all know insurance? That it's written in the paperwork. I mean, there are people that kill people trying to get the insurance money. No, it don't work like that. So, but what I'm saying is, I looked after I was 29 or something, I looked at the Bible as being spirit-filled from the standpoint of it being a legal contract of two documents. And I'm knowing based on the validity and integrity of the author, who is God. This stuff has to come to pass. A heaven and earth may not be there. Nothing, I mean, you been to the beach lately? That beach stopped, don't it? God told it to stop. It hadn't moved since he told it to stop. It draw a line there, come up to the line, you got to go back. It had to go back until something happened to the earth or God tell it to go. When the flood, if the earth tilt just a little bit more, it'll flood and kill all life form. If the earth tilts, scientists say, if the earth tilts a little bit more than it's supposed to tilt, the water in the earth will come up out of the depth and it will flood the earth and kill every living thing. That's how delicate the balance is. The balance of the earth. That's how powerful God's word is. About your healing, about your prosperity, about your peace of mind. Amen. Get your words in line with that. Stand to your feet. We got to go. We got to go somewhere. We got to do something. Stand to your feet.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of the Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.